From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Authorities are leaving no stone unturned in searching for all the explosives sent from Yemen in cargo planes. White House Security Advisor John Brennan says the investigation is going on all around the world. NPR's Carrie Johnson has more.
U.S. law enforcement officials say two bombs sent from Yemen and destined for Chicago synagogues demonstrate how resourceful terrorists have become. Authorities suspect that printer toner cartridges packed with explosives came from an al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen. The same group supported a Nigerian student who flew to Detroit with explosives in his underwear last Christmas. White House advisor John Brennan speaking on the ABC program this week.
We've stayed ahead of a lot of these adaptations of al-Qaeda. We need to continue to do so.
Now the plotters appear to have targeted cargo planes, exposing some vulnerabilities in freight screening. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
One of two women taken into custody in Yemen in connection with the mail bombs has been released by police. Investigators are trying to determine if the explosive packages mailed to Chicago synagogues were designed to go off before they arrived. If that had happened, a lot of people could have died. A spokesman for Qatar Airways says one of the bombs traveled on two different passenger planes before being discovered in Dubai. An explosion tore through the main square in Istanbul, Turkey, injuring more than 30 people today. Gül Tüsüs reports the blast is blamed on a suicide bomber.
Five of the injured are in critical condition, according to Istanbul's police chief. The suicide bomber was killed in the attack. Although no groups have officially claimed responsibility, analysts speculated on Turkish TV that the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, organized the attack. A unilateral ceasefire imposed by the PKK ended on Saturday. Other analysts suspected that al-Qaeda was responsible for the attack. Turkey detained dozens of suspected members in raids across the country last week. And the suicide bombing bore similarities to the al-Qaeda-related attacks, which killed 30 people outside the British consulate in Istanbul in 2003. For NPR News, Gül Tüsüs in Trabzon.
President Obama ended his last campaign swing before the election at a rally in Cleveland today. He told the crowd, voters have the choice when they go to the polls Tuesday.
Remember, I said it is a choice this election. The other side, their main economic idea, this is their main idea, is to provide $700 billion worth of tax cuts to the top 2% of earners.
Meantime, the GOP is portraying the midterm elections as a referendum on so-called Obamanomics. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin told Fox News Sunday voters will tell the White House, you blew it. And from Washington, this is NPR. The U.S. will get another chance to revive Mideast peace talks when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits the U.S. next week. He says he will discuss peace efforts and meetings with Vice President Joe Biden. Negotiations have stalled over continued construction of Israeli settlements. Netanyahu will also be in New Orleans to speak to Jewish leaders. There was extra security on hand for today's Marine Corps Marathon in the wake of recent shootings at military facilities in Northern Virginia. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
As thousands of runners and other participants in the annual marathon competed under sunny fall skies, police and military officials, including the Marine Corps and Arlington County Police, manned entry control points in the celebration area and patrolled the course to make sure things went smoothly. An ongoing investigation continues into the shootings, including two incidents at the National Museum of the Marine Corps, one at the Pentagon, and one at a Marine Corps recruiting station. No one was hurt in the incidents. So far, ballistics have found that three of the shootings involved the same weapon. Marine officials report no incidents at the marathon. Top finishers were Jacob Brodowski with an unofficial time of 2 hours, 23 minutes, and 30 seconds, and Janet Cherubon with an unofficial time of 2 hours, 42 minutes, and 38 seconds. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The countdown clocks are running for the final mission of the Space Shuttle Discovery. NASA was forced to start the countdown 2 days late because of a pair of gas leaks. Discovery will take off on Wednesday. A lot of Halloween parties this weekend and a lot of people seeking chills at the movies. Saw 3D was number one at the box office. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support